Hey ho, what do you know? It's time for the Matt Dean Clark Show.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the podcast. This is the Weekly Review. This is our spinoff podcast where we just talk about stuff by day during the week. And a lot of stuff is stuff we don't have time for on the regular podcast. So today we're going to do entertainment news. But first off, welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen, that critics are calling. If you give this show a chance, they will ruin that chance. Okay, great. Thank you for that. But yes, welcome back to the show. This is, like I was mentioning, the Weekly Review, ladies and gentlemen. Here we are. So we're going to go right to it with entertainment news. And of course, the Oscars were last night, so it's going to be a lot of that talk. So we'll get right into it. Do a little bit of a mini Oscar review because we'll talk more about that, I'm sure, on the Wednesday segment of the show. Because Wednesday we're recording the main show. And so we'll probably have the weekly check-in be about that, but we'll see. But for right now, just a little mini recap. I thought it was good. I thought Jimmy Kimmel's performance was good, and he was a great host. You know, some people are like, oh, he's just fine. But it's like, you want fine. You want something that's going to be smooth. He's funny. I think he's great. I've always loved what he does. So I'm a fan. But I also am a huge fan and keep becoming a huge fan of Mr. John Cena. I've talked about him recently. You know, I love Peacemaker and love Ricky Stenicki. I thought that that was actually a really good movie that's on Amazon Prime right now. I think you should check it out because he's not, I think before he probably wasn't known as being so funny, but he is super funny. And they do this bit during the awards show where Kimmel's talking about a streaker that came out during the Oscars years ago. And he's like, wouldn't that be weird if that happens again? Expecting that someone's going to come out and streak, but no one does. And then John Cena kind of sticks his head out. You could tell he's naked behind this little podium. And so he won't come out. And so Kimmel has to go and walk around and find out what's going on.
Jimmy, what? What's going on? You're supposed to run across the stage.
I changed my mind. I don't want to do the streaker bit anymore.
What do you mean you don't want to do the streaker bit anymore? We're doing it.
I just don't feel right about it. You know, honestly, you should feel shame right now for suggesting such a tasteless idea.
It's supposed to be funny.
The male body is not a joke.
Mine is. You wrestle naked. Why not?
Dude, I don't wrestle naked. I wrestle in jorts.
Jorts are worse than naked.
And so then he finally does come out and he's completely naked, just holding the awards envelope in front of his naked bits. And he, that dude is so buff. You know, it's like looking in a mirror. But I thought that was a very funny bit. I thought the whole performance, to be honest, I'm not a huge award show fan all the time. But this one, you know, I do watch the Oscars more than most award shows. And yeah, I liked it. I thought this year's was a really good one, really solid. In addition to that, too, obviously, you know, you had Oppenheimer win a bunch of awards. But the, you know, there was a big controversy going on before the award show about a lot of the snubs that had happened. And I was wondering, oh, are they going to address that? Thankfully, Kimmel did, as a pro, addressed, you know, the idea of Greta and Margot Robbie being snubbed. Here's the Greta portion.
What a thing. What an achievement to take a plastic doll nobody even liked anymore. I mean, my wife, before this movie, you'd have had a better chance of getting my wife to buy our daughter a pack of Marlboro Reds than a Barbie doll. Now Barbie's a feminist icon thanks to Greta Gerwig, who many believe deserved to be nominated for Best Director. I know you're clapping, but you're the ones who didn't vote for her, by the way. Don't act like you had nothing to do with this.
But yeah, so great. You know, right there, that's so perfect because it's like, that is true. I would imagine so many people in there are like, oh, I'm going to clap because I'm nervous right now. Yeah, isn't it crazy that she was snubbed? It's like, yeah, you did the snubbing. So that was kind of great that he did that. So definitely love that. And yeah, this has just been a little mini review of the show. We'll talk more about it, I'm sure, on the Wednesday segment. But I'd have to say, we like on the show to rate things a good or not good. And I'll give this year's Oscar award ceremony, I'll give it a good. Also, too, I did forget, can't believe I forgot to do this at the top of the show. It is Monday, March 11th. It is 4:53 in the p.m., and it is 65 degrees. Great, beautiful day. Loving that. I guess the first 3 days of this week are going to be awesome. And then it'll go to the worst weather. Maybe not, but just not as good as these days. All right, it is Tuesday. It is March 12th. It is 62 degrees. Let's get right into it, ladies and gentlemen. Let's do a little bit of, let's do random news. We'll do random news stories for today. Let me close out all the windows on my computer. This is all the behind-the-scenes stuff that people want to hear about. I have a very messy desktop. But yes, let's get to some random news of the week. We'll start with, this was kind of cool. So I do this a lot. I go and look at yard sales or book sales. I do that all the time because I feel like you never know what you're going to find. And I think this story kind of proves it. A long lost silent film from 1923 will be shown publicly for the first time in decades after being discovered. This time, though, it was at an auction. So Gary Huggins of Kansas City said he went to an auction in Omaha last year to look for rare or antique films. And he said there was a distributor that had been in Omaha for decades that had gone out of business a while ago. And this auction house had some of their films. So he decided to see what they had. That makes sense. If I heard about that, I would definitely go looking out for that. I don't have any like actual film reels or anything like that. I don't even, you know, I don't have a projector or anything like that. I feel like my hobby just ends at DVDs, VHS, and Blu-rays. But I feel like if I further looked into that, that would just be another costly obsession. But who knows? Never say never, right? But there you go. So he paid $20 for a stack of film reels, and he said that that was the best money that he's ever invested. I used to go to Big Lots and Walmart as well and buy DVDs. I stopped doing this before COVID because I was just running out of space. So that's why I feel like I probably won't ever do the film projector and reels. I know it's not the same thing, but still, you know, very similar. I always loved the stuff that I would find on these expeditions. So this guy uses his projector to see what he's got, and he goes through the stack and he sees a movie with Clara Bow, one of the biggest stars of the silent film era, and David Sten, a Hollywood historian and Bow's official biographer, said that the reel Huggins purchased was The Pill Pounder, a comedy short that was thought to be lost. There you go. That's why you should be a collector. Look at these gems you could find. He said that the film starring 17-year-old Bow is the oldest of her works to have been rediscovered. Sten purchased the film from Huggins. And yeah, he said, I thought we would never find this film. Well, there you go. From that happy story, we'll go to another happy one. You know, there's nothing here, or we are nothing here at the podcast, if not America pride and American pride. I feel like we just exude that. People get that. And what is the symbol for America, right? It's the bald eagle. On March 13th, this is actually a horrible story. Officials in a Maryland county said that a bald eagle was lucky to avoid serious injuries when it collided with a car and ended up with its backside stuck in the front grill. The Calvert County government said in a Facebook post that an animal control officer and a personnel from Calvert County Sheriff's Office responded when a driver collided with a bald eagle. I've never done that. I've hit almost all wildlife, but I've never hit a bald eagle. I feel like I'm really missing out. yeah, so when the driver stopped, they realized that the eagle was still alive, but trapped in the vehicle's grill. So they broke its neck. No, they didn't do that. The animal control officer was able to carefully extract the eagle with help from the deputies. And then after a thorough examination, all of them were relieved to find that the bird seemed to be in good health and was quickly released back into the wild. Everyone involved celebrated by going out for chicken wings. More at 11, Fox 9.
Here we are. Yep. It is Wednesday. It is March 13th. It is 7:56 in the p.m. It is 53 degrees.
Ah, shit.
Welcome to the show. We'll start with this little pre-show before we get to the actual meat and potatoes of it.
Ooh.
We're going to go right to, let's do some entertainment news. Big news of the week on Sunday, they had the Academy Awards. Now, I know everyone's talked about
this. Wow, this is just pre-show talk.
This is just pre-show talk, yeah. Because I figured, you know, everyone's talked about it ad nauseum, so we'll just kind of get it out of the way. Did you guys watch
the
broadcast?
Who's ad nauseum?
Yeah, he's our next guest.
I watched a little bit.
What'd you think?
Is he Spanish?
I don't know. I don't really care. I've kind of checked out on. I've talked about this before. Checked out on award shows.
Yeah, for the most part, I have too.
They're boring.
But this one was a good one this year. I thought it was great.
Emma Stone won it, right?
What's that?
Did Emma Stone win something?
Yes. She did. She won Best Actress.
In a leading role now. Isn't that what they call it now? They like changed it.
Yeah.
It's not just lead actress.
And it was, it was for Poor Things. And really good. I was kind of surprised about how much that movie won, but surprised and not surprised. This year just says Best Actress, Emma Stone, Poor Things. But I love the movie, but it is very polarizing, the movie. And I was surprised that this won so many.
Yeah, awards. I didn't even know what this was about.
Do you have
you
Hulu?
Talked about it. No, but it's about like a girl who's got like a brain of like a little kid.
Yeah.
And then she's like raped or in a sexual relationship or whatever with someone.
Well, the main character of Emma Stone, she jumps off a bridge, dies, and then basically a Frankenstein, Dr. Frankenstein type character played by Willem Dafoe grabs the body and puts the head or the brain of an infant inside her brain. Hmm. So as the brain is starting to grow and like gain knowledge and all that, it's doing so in a full adult sized body. And so like she's walking around as Emma Stone, but she's like a toddler essentially trying to figure things out and learn. It's pretty hilarious and pretty, pretty bizarre. But I think for some people, I think they couldn't buy the premise. So maybe that was their issue with it.
Oh, I thought I heard that. Yeah. She like has sex with someone and like it's like a toddler's brain.
A lot of the movie is that where she's like, you know,
having sex with people.
Yeah. And figuring out and like kind of exploring her body and stuff like that. It's a twisted
movie.
As a
toddler?
What's that?
As a toddler?
No, I think at that point she's kind of gone to adolescent brain and farther. Yeah.
Asking for Clark.
Okay. But
keeps bringing up toddlers.
But I thought the show was good. John Cena had some really good.
John Cena's in Poor Things?
No, John Cena is was in the Oscars performance.
And yeah.
He
didn't see it.
He had a really good.
Yeah, I didn't see him.
He had a
best part of his thing is like you can't see me.
Oh, is that what he says? Yeah. Oh, okay. But what was super funny?
It was just a floating envelope. It was very bizarre.
Right. Yeah, he comes out naked. And with just the envelope over his bits.
No, he had like a...
Yeah, he had an actual flesh-colored sock.
Whatever.
Oh, okay.
So it was... but pretty... You know, there's some funny bits like that throughout the evening. And I like what they did, too. They did something different where instead of, you know, for best actor, showing a clip, like, you know, of each actor in their movie, what they did was they had previous best actor winners come out and each... They had five come out for the five nominees, and one person would talk about one of the nominees.
They've done something similar to that before, where they had past winners come out,
but not I think
to introduce the nominees for the same category that they had won in previously.
That yes, but this is five people come out, and so each person took one of the people, and so it was five for five, and so it was pretty interesting and a cool way of doing it. Some people didn't like that they didn't show a clip of the. I'm looking at Brett. Well, you'll find out why I'm laughing so hard and chuckling when I look at Brett. But you can check that out on the live stream, and also we'll talk about it on the main show. But Brett is wearing this mask essentially right now. And we'll find out more why in just a matter of minutes.
You got to talk about Al Pacino, though.
Yes. So Pacino came out and basically, so he was doing the best picture. And so he comes out, has the envelope.
Was he drunk?
Well, he claims that he was told to do it this way, but he just...
So he's like, they told me to get drunk.
But he comes out and he just goes, he comes out and opens it and he goes, my eyes see Oppenheimer. And it's like, yeah. Okay, I guess Oppenheimer
didn't
won.
Say anything. Didn't like introduce the nominees. Yep. Nothing.
Didn't do the nominees. Oh, apparently, apparently he was told by producers not to go through the other nominees.
Were they like short on time? Because this ended fairly early.
They apparently were ahead of time at that point.
Well, it started early too.
It did.
It started really early.
It was an hour early. But
it's because it usually goes like an hour long.
Right.
Yeah.
But some highlights. Yeah, best director, Christopher Nolan. I think you could see that coming a mile away. Oppenheimer did win best picture. Like
Barbie won zilch.
Zilch, yeah. Well,
no, they won song. A couple. It's the best song.
They won Billie Eilish. Yeah.
Oh, yep. Okay.
I'm a huge Billie Eilish fan. I use that joke every time we talk about Billie Eilish. That's like my uncle joke.
It gets better every time, too.
It never will. Cillian Murphy won Best Actor, which I think is fair.
For what? Salt?
For Oppenheimer.
Oh, no, he's the Oppenheimer dude. Yeah.
You got Saltburn?
I didn't hear you. I couldn't hear you.
Because you have a mask over your face.
I have a mask over my eyes and face and nose.
You're the only one that has headphones on and can hear the playback.
What?
I'm sorry, what? What I did think was cool and was totally deserving of this win was Best Sound got Zone of Interest. And it, arguably, I think it's probably, it's one of the most interesting films, I think, of this award season. And it's all World War II set in the Holocaust. But it's this family that lives right outside the gates, a family of a guard, of like a high-ranking official of the Nazi, of the Nazis. And he, so you see that family outside and you don't really see like the atrocities go on. You never see it, but you hear it. Mm. And so
isn't that like Life is Beautiful? They do that.
Do they?
I thought, I
haven't seen it in a long time. Oh. I can't remember.
I thought that's the whole point was like he's distracting his kids from
so they don't
all
see
this
it.
Horrible shit. Yeah.
But I think the audience
so can
sees
hear it.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah. But this, there's no like, it's all just audio. And so you hear screams and you know like what's going on, obviously. But, and you see like, you know, buildings with smoke coming out of it.
Are they Wilhelm screams?
No, it's not Wilhelm screams. But then, so that one, that was definitely a good one. A Wonderful Story of Henry Sugar. Won best live action
short. I saw
that. Wes Anderson, so that was cool. That was a good win.
That was the only one that I watched out of those.
Was it? That's what you saw?
I mean to watch the other ones. But
you saw Killers of the Flower Moon, didn't you?
No, I mean out of those Wes Anderson, like,
I see.
Roald Dahl book shorts or whatever.
Yeah.
Rob Dahl.
Rob Lowe.
Rob Lobdahl.
Best visual effects, Godzilla minus one. First Godzilla win ever in the franchise.
Did you see their shoes? Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was pretty cool.
That was really cool.
Godzilla. What'd they look like?
They were like heels, but the heel was Godzilla, like a Godzilla tail.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. And then best supporting actor, Robert Downey Jr. finally won.
Wow.
After his entire
career. Yeah, I thought he won for Chaplin.
Oh.
He was just nominated?
Maybe did he win best actor?
I think he's won. I don't know.
Because he was definitely nominated.
He won four Academy Awards as Kirk Lazarus.
Yes. Has Robert Downey Jr. won an Academy?
Maybe he was just nominated for Chaplin. Well, he was nominated for Tropic Thunder.
Was he really?
Yeah, which is wild to think about because he's in blackface in the entire movie.
But this one is, let's see, awards and nominations. We've got Academy Awards. It looks like, he's only won for Oppenheimer. Okay. Nominated for
Chaplin.
He was
just nominated for Chaplin.
Yep. 93 for Chaplin. And then, you're right. Tropic Thunder, 2009. Very interesting. So I thought the awards ceremony was pretty good. I thought Jimmy Kimmel was, he made it kind of run.
He ripped Robert Downey Jr., brought up his drug abuse.
He did, but, Downey Jr. played it off and he was having fun with it.
He was seething.
Like. You think he was seething?
Yes.
Maybe he was high.
Brett.
He's clean.
Yeah. But there you go. That is kind of my award show wrap up.
Yeah.
Should we do the show? Could you get right in there?
All
everybody. Welcome back to the podcast. It is Thursday, March 14th. It is 3:25 in the p.m., and it is 59 degrees. It's weird because it is almost too warm for a sweater, but too chilly not to have, like, something heavy on a little bit. It gets too chilly. I don't know. Am I just a big old wuss cake? Probably. But that's okay. Welcome back to the show. Like I was saying, let's do advice, because the advice segment on the main show that we recorded last night, and the show went really well. And I know I say that probably every week, but this one really did. And we had some great advice questions from Clark, actually, and had a great checking in from Brett. So check that out. Brand new episode that came out before this one. So if you haven't heard that one yet, listen to this, but then check out the other episode as well, because it's a goodie. So let's get into advice. If you have any advice, comments, or questions, reach out at notgoodwithmatt@gmail.com, and we'll try to answer your questions or comments. Get to them on a future episode. We have one that writes, boyfriend forecasts a breakup every time that they fight. So a boyfriend is stressed out by his divorce proceedings, and it's showing. So this person writes, when my boyfriend and I get into arguments, he inevitably says, maybe we shouldn't be together. Or there are some obviously big compatibility issues. Our relationship is complicated by the fact that he is in the process of getting a divorce, which has recently become more dramatic and led to more stress on us. I'm hurt by his comments and am increasingly becoming insecure in the relationship. Can you provide any insight? So, you know, you wrote, boyfriend forecasts a breakup every time they fight. You should forecast him not talking to you anymore, I think. listen, it's one of those things like, and he said, and she was also, she writes that I love yous have been exchanged as we've discussed our future together. But it sounds like, you know, you're kind of in the beginning stages. This could be a huge red flag. And if he keeps bringing that up too and hanging that over, I don't know. I see that as nothing but, that's kind of a big subject headline that's telling you, hey, listen, this is probably not going to work out. If he keeps kind of holding those things about compatibility issues over your head, I think it's time to get rid of them. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Next one is, a footloose boyfriend is anxious about being tied down. A boyfriend does not want to feel tied down or to break up. And not only that, doesn't want to consider any of his partner's ideas for a compromise. I got to tell you, if you don't want to feel tied down, maybe getting in a relationship is not the best idea for you. You know what I mean? I don't know. A little food for thought. Who am I? Who am I? Another person writes, how do I fall out of love with a married man? So there you go. So somebody is falling in love with somebody that is clearly off the market. But who knows? I don't know some of the backstory, if he's like leading you on or even making it seem like there's a chance. But he's married. That's pretty much, he is off the market. I think you just got to tell him, listen, you're married. And just realize that if you continue, you are a homewrecker. Not to be so blunt, but it is, if you put it in those terms, it's kind of like, oh yeah, that's the inevitable outcome of that. And, you know, how much is this actual love that you're feeling, or just kind of like, you know, you're just really into, you know, him through whatever attraction it is that you have for the guy. It might be kind of fleeting and not long-term, potentially, is kind of the vibe I get. Well, there you go. Again, those are the advice questions for the week. Reach out at notgoodwithmatt@gmail.com. That is notgoodwithmatt@gmail.com. If you think, if you have any advice questions, of course, but also if you ever feel like we answered something incorrectly, we want to hear about it too. Let us know. Put us in our places. As often we do need to be put in our places, and that's fine. You know what I mean? We won't fight you on it. It'll be a nice, nice civil discourse, okay? All right. It is Friday, March 15th. It's 5:11 p.m., and this is the final segment of the weekly review. And so I just wanted to wrap up the episode. It is 52 degrees. And so let's do movie and TV news. And mainly, I think it's going to be... Oh, yeah, we had some movie news in there. So, yeah, movies and TV. Let's talk about that. So Emma Stone obviously just won big for, you know, we talked about it all week about Poor Things. But apparently her and the director of Poor Things, Yorgos Lanthimos, actually have another movie coming out in June. Like, so coming out very soon. The movie's called Kinds of Kindness. And what we know about it now is that it's an anthology film that used to be called And. And speaking of, there's also a bunch of people, famous people in it, like Jesse Plemons and Willem Dafoe, that will be joining Emma Stone. So look for that. I know anthology film and Lanthimos, I feel like that's just a perfect combo. So I am anxiously looking forward to that. Also, I've been watching Gentlemen Still, and I gotta tell you, you know, Guy Ritchie writes and directs a couple of the episodes, and I think he writes quite a few of them, but he directed the first two. I don't know if he's gonna direct more. I haven't finished the whole series yet, but I am still loving it. But I gotta tell you, after he kind of, you know, goes away from directing, so he directs the first two, and then I've noticed on 3 and 4, it gets very silly, but really in a good, positive way. And I like it. And I feel like it's still very much this, you know, the same tone, but just a little sillier. And I'm all for it. And so, because, you know, I feel like Guy Ritchie's movies, they are silly, but there is this big tone of seriousness. And it seemed like he kind of maybe loosened the reins a little bit on that. But I could be totally misreading that. And I'm sure I am. But I love those, all the episodes. But I think 3 and 4... are the ones that kind of stick out to me right now as my favorite episodes of the season. But yeah, keep watching that show so that we can maybe get another season and more. So, you know, Invincible is coming back this week with the second part of season 2. And I hadn't watched any of season 2 yet. And so now I'm going to start binging that because I did love the first season. And so last night I watched the in-between episode between seasons, which was Invincible Adam Eve. I got to tell you, that's a great episode too. Can highly recommend that. Great tone. It's just that's such a dark Robert Kirkman tone. And so, yeah, love the episode so far. But yeah, so that was really good. And then... J.K. Simmons plays Omni-Man in the TV show, and recently he was promoting the second half of the series, second season, and someone asked him if he's going to play, apparently there's a rumor to have a live-action Invincible movie, and he said, absolutely not. He said, I don't think Omni-Man should be played by a 69-year-old. And then later he said, yeah, I don't know. I mean, the first two guys I'm thinking of are Ryan Reynolds and the buff guy, and he says... Here's who needs to play Omni-Man, Hugh Jackman. So there you go. Obviously, Wolverine and Deadpool at the top of his mind. But that'd be cool. And then that made me wonder, is there really a live-action Invincible movie in the works? I hadn't heard that before. But Kirkman had apparently revealed recently, we're very much still working on that. Sometimes movies take a little bit longer. I think it's safe to say, if anything, the show has just helped that immensely. People are very excited about the movie potential at Universal, so we're riding that excitement and trying to push things forward as quickly as possible. Well, I, for one, cannot wait. But thank you guys for checking out another week of Not Good Weekly Review. Hope you enjoyed it. Reach out at notgoodwithmatt@gmail.com, notgoodwithmatt@gmail.com. We'll see you in another week. Thank you, Unis. Thank you, Nalo. Have a great weekend, everybody. Have a great St. Patrick's Day weekend, and we'll see you next week. I love you.